done everything that you can imagine from an American president who understands the job and understands the stakes in order to protect democracy. And I think the reason he's running again is because he realizes that he and Kamala Harris represent the last best hope of the United States to defeat the Trump forces, to defeat the authoritarian forces in the United States, and to preserve our democracy. And I don't think that's an overstatement.
You know, Tara, you know, Tom Nichols was, you know, pretty critical of the media for a lot of reasons, which I think has not learned at all how to cover Trump. I think full stop. The media writ large is still covering him the same way they did in 2016 and 2020. Mm-hmm. But also of Democrats who, and look, the issues that Democrats are in complaint of the Biden administration about are important. Student loan debt, you know, relief would change millions of American lives. You know, he's doing a lot on climate, but also gave Joe Manchin a lot. Those are legitimate complaints. But I think Tom Nichols' point is that arguing about that and about Biden's age and like nitpicking that right now, when on the other side is Trump and DeSantis and people like Ramaswamy, seems short-sighted. What do you make of that criticism?
My good friend Tom Nichols is 100% correct about this. You know, I joke all the time with my Democratic friends and say, you know, Republicans fall in line, Democrats need to fall in love. That's the joke, you know, amongst us in Washington about this. And I just sit back and I go, what are you guys doing? None of these policy positions matter if our democracy falls apart. And I don't think that the case has been made enough comparing and contrasting what that means. I don't think people really truly understand what we're facing here, what the existential threat to our democracy looks like. Democracy is a decision. Democracy does not defend itself. Institutions do not defend themselves. It takes the righteous anger of the American people to stand up and push back against the authoritarian forces that are now coalesced behind one major political party in this country. This next election, President Biden was 100% correct. It is about democracy. It's America or Trumpism, period, full stop. I just came back from a conference in Germany, and I can tell you that there were a lot of high-powered folks there, from elected officials to business leaders, who looked at us Americans who were there and said, you guys cannot fail. There is no one else to replace you in America as the beacons of democracy in the world. Europe and the rest of the world cannot survive if American democracy falls. It was a very sobering experience to hear our European allies plead to us, saying, what are you guys doing there? We need you. Who fills that power vacuum? It sure as hell isn't a pro-democracy country. It's Russia. It's China. It's our enemies who would fill that vacuum if America went under. So for President Biden to step up, which I think he's doing an excellent job of doing, to step up and explain that that's what's on the ballot, I think that the Democrats need to understand this and coalesce around that message and explain to the American people what it means if we lose our democracy. Lincoln Project has put out all week long, we're putting out pro-Biden, pro-democracy messaging to remind people this is what's at stake, this is what he's doing, and this is the choice. And that's what the messaging has to be moving forward.
Trump lawyer turned RICO defendant Rudy Giuliani has a new problem. His own recent former lawyer, Robert Costello, is suing Giuliani, saying he owes over $1 million in unpaid legal fees. Costello represented Giuliani in several cases and probes. He was even listed as unindicted co-conspirator one in the Jack Smith probe. That's Giuliani's big problem. He also was indicted in Georgia for RICO coup activities. Giuliani also has legal fees from cases by Dominion and Smartmatic voting companies over alleged defamation and election lies. He also was found liable for defaming Georgia election workers. This is what Giuliani says on Newsmax.
You have all these crazy legal bills. You shouldn't be in the position you're in, but you're in it. And
folks, we'll fight our way out. We always do, because we're on the right side, Greg.
That's his view. We also saw Giuliani going to a bail bonds agency for $150,000 bail for his recent Georgia arraignment. Donald Trump is hosting a fundraiser for Giuliani's mounting fees, while the former mayor's son says it won't be enough to get through this. You have Giuliani and his own former lawyer now in a conflict once memorably captured by Destiny's Child. At first, we started out real cool. Now you have the audacity to come and step to me, holding money from me until you get your check. And as it was once put, the question becomes, can you pay my bills? Do you pay my automobiles? If you did, then maybe we could chill. I don't think you do, so you and me are through. Well, that would seem to be the problem and the scenario for Mr. Giuliani and his lawyer, as the now RICO defendant Giuliani cannot pay his lawyer bills. And the bills are piling up.
Thanks for listening. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Too much noise in your world? Well, you've found the place to quiet things down. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Narrow and long. Barbara Streisand on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song she calls Woman in Love. Sang that very well, as a matter of fact. Paul Marriott did a version of it, and we heard that before this. And that was his version of Woman in Love on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. The second hour of this week's program. Nice to be with you for once. For always, I can speak for once. That's the good thing for today. Not too bad today. So let's look at things on this date in history, on these dates in history, rather, beginning with January 5th, 1972, when President Richard Nixon signed a $5.5 billion deal over 6 years to build and test a space shuttle. Well, we know what happened with that. That went on to be a very, very successful circumstance, I guess you could say. January 6th, 1838, Samuel Morse demonstrates the telegraph. January 6th, 1975, television game show Wheel of Fortune premiered. Can you believe it's been that long? Wow. January 7th, 1610, astronomer Galileo discovered four of Jupiter's moons. The four we can still see today, as a matter of fact. January 8th, 1790, President George Washington delivered the first State of the Union address. On that date in 1964, in his State of the Union address, President Lyndon Johnson declared his War on Poverty program. January 9th, 1951, the United Nations opened its headquarters in New York City. January 10th, 1863, the world's first underground passenger railway system opened in London. And January 11th, 1838, Samuel Morse and Alfred Vail demonstrated the magnetic electric telegraph using Morse code. There you go. That happened 5 days after he demonstrated it initially, I guess. Finally, January 11th, 1973, the American League Baseball adopted the designated hitter rule. I have no idea what that is, but that's wonderful. And that's on these dates in history. Here's Floyd Kramer with Candyman on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm CJ Malm, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with Top of the World, originally done by the Carpenters. Adrian Brett in there with Morning Has Broken. That recording was sounded like it was brought out of a vault and not cleaned up before it was put in the system here. John Fox in Chattanooga Choo Choo. Sid Dale in a very special love song. And Floyd Kramer started that set with Candyman. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Idaho, you know there's a chance that you know who this is about. Yes, our friend David Rush is at it again, nailing some more Guinness World Records, as it were. This time, David Rush, who has broken more than 250 Guinness World Records, originally set the record of using a nail to pop 200 balloons. He originally set the record at 14.77 seconds, by arranging the balloons in a line on a wall and running with the nail to pop them. The record fell to another record breaker with a time of 12.1 seconds, leading Rush to try another attempt. Well, he enlisted the help of some local students to help tape the balloons to the wall of the school gym, and he said they had to use some creative problem-solving skills to make the balloon line even across the doorway and a fire extinguisher. Well, Rush actually missed one balloon on his first sweep, but was able to get it on his return run. He said having to go back for the three missed balloons in his final run cost him some time, but he still managed to capture the new record with a time of 11.83 seconds. You know, that's wonderful. And I know he does it for education. I'm not making fun of him, but there are some silly things to do in this world. Meanwhile, a pair of French pizza chefs teamed up with a cheesemaker and a YouTube star to create a pizza featuring 1,001 different types of cheese. Chefs Benoit Bruel and Fabien Montalonico, that's my best guess, worked with cheesemaker Sophie Hattat and Ricard Luna and YouTuber Florian On Air, whoever that is, to break the Guinness World Record for the most varieties of cheese in a pizza. Bruel previously set a record at 254 cheeses just 4 years ago, but his record was later broken by somebody who topped it with 834 varieties of cheese. The team's new pizza also took the record for the largest display of cheese varieties, which was previously set at 730 by a Frenchman in 2016. Bruel said 940 of the pungent pies cheeses came from France, while the others were sourced from countries around the world. He's been a pizza maker for 13 years. He told Guinness, I invented my own pizza recipes, and since working in my own business, my only dream is to make pizzas with the widest variety of cheeses. 1,001 different types of cheeses, you'll be bound up for life if you try that. Oof. I don't want to think of what kind of... Well, never mind. Here's Nori Paramore and Soul Coaxing. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? To get to Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get?
How to get to Sesame Street.
Oscar Peterson at the piano and the Singers Unlimited performing the theme from Sesame Street there. Actually, if it hadn't been for Oscar Peterson, the Singers Unlimited may have just been limited to commercial jingles. And he actually convinced them to record music, and we introduced it here on SRE during the Christmas time shows that we had, some of their recordings playing during then, and that was one of their better known tunes. I think they did the Green Giant commercials originally, up in the Valley of the Jolly Green Giant. Yeah. Anyhow, before that, John Gregory with City of New Orleans and Nori Paramore with Soul Coaxing. Here's Henry Mancini and The Entertainer. Something that I try to be every day. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Chillin' with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
I ever knew. The Friday night charades of you was spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And though
you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Norm Geller and How Deep Is Your Love. Before that, the Anita Kerr Singers and At 17. Norman Newell, For All We Know. Perry LaMarca, I Need You. Peter Appleyard before that with This Masquerade. And Henry Mancini with The Entertainer. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for one more here. Let me just get it queued up here. A little song by Nelson Riddle. White on White, Lace on Satin. We've come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins, which we had none. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT in Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-33.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.